let's tell you more about a story that certainly caught the eye over the weekend regarding fantasy football. And we have learnt that Premier League players and staff up and down the country are being warned about the potential risks of taking part in the Fantasy Premier League after recent high-profile cases where team news could have been leaked to opponents. We reported yesterday that new software, or bots, have been used to scan any changes made to teams by people who work at football clubs, information which is then automatically published on social media. The rules of Fantasy Premier League mean participants have to make any change to their team, substitutions or transfers, 90 minutes before the first match in any game week. That could mean information being released before a game on a Friday night that hints that the team news of any Premier League team playing on a Saturday or Sunday, or worse still, a full 71 hours before two teams play in the Monday night football. Now, officials at several top clubs have told Sky Sports News that, whilst the game hasn't been banned within training grounds, players and staff have been told to avoid, including players from their own clubs, in their fantasy league teams, so they can't inadvertently reveal any confidential team news.
Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Wednesday. It's Patrons Poll Day, and you have chosen the topic of conversation today. James, give us a rundown. What did they have the choice of, and what did they end up choosing?
They had a choice of four different subjects, and we should know very well when we put FPL in something that FPL is normally going to win the vote. But I thought, you know what? It's patrons, you know? But it might be a bit different.
Might be different, no, yeah.
They still come for the FPL, really. So there were four options. Investigation into scrapping of League 1 and League 2 salary caps. I've been asked that a few times recently and not had time to put the research in. It didn't win the vote, so I still haven't put the research in. A nostalgic look back at Liverpool's 2001 Cup treble from 20 years ago. I thought Reds fans could probably do with a bit of cheering up at the moment. That only got 6% of the vote. And a tactical discussion, an idea on low blocks. And the reason I wanted to cover that is because I think it's a buzzword term that's used by many people. I don't actually know what a low block is. So I know a few people in the past have asked for tactical discussions on certain things. I thought that might be an interesting topic. But no, there was a landslide winner here. 61% of the vote has gone to players, i.e. Premier League players, as FPL managers. It's in the mainstream news, mate. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They talk about it all the time in commentary nowadays. BBC Radio 5 live commentary talk about it quite a bit because some of the commentators, pundits, have their own fantasy podcast. I've never listened to Fantasy 606, but I will one day. I won't even know where to find it.
No, don't do that. A few people have advised against that.
What?
I think there was one where... because it was one show, one of the guys said on Slack that Chris Sutton was on with someone else. Like Michael Richards knows his shit, we know that.
Yeah,
Chris Sutton was on with someone else, and they were telling people that you could make a transfer, and then if you used your free hit,
yeah, it was reversed.
Still stand for the following game.
Oh yeah, I did see that, and that was you're talking nonsense. But anyway, does it fall into the same? It doesn't fall into the same category as gambling. There's nothing to be won for starters. Like there's no cash prize, yeah?
Well, we don't know that. What's to say mini they're leagues. Not betting 50 grand amongst themselves, mini leagues and whatnot? Nothing to say that. I mean, we're talking about Premier League footballers here. Is there some sort of gambling involved? And on that, let's use Aston Villa as the example, because Aston Villa have reportedly banned their players from playing FPL following some leaks from FPL accounts.
Have they got an open league or something?
It's really dubious.
How do they find out the team IDs or whatever else?
Do you know what? I don't know. But there's this Twitter account going about, which has suddenly picked up like 28,000 Twitter followers. It's basically a bot that picks up, has obviously found these leagues, and is alerted if they make a transfer. Now, all of the tweets are after FPL deadline. There's no actual FPL players can gain. We couldn't gain benefit, for example, on a Thursday by knowing that Matt Target had sold Jack Grealish. We wouldn't know about it till after.
No, because you can't see someone's transfers until the game's updated.
Correct. Exactly. So there's no actual benefit to that. Obviously, there's the case the team lose, which I've forgotten the original fucking point. Oh, gambling. Right, gambling. Yeah. Let's say Villa players have got a poll and it's 100 grand to the winner for the mini league. And on the final day of the season, Jack Grealish is one-on-one and he can square it to Ollie Watkins. But if he squares it to Ollie Watkins, who's obviously captained himself, Ollie Watkins is going to win that mini league and win 100 grand off him.
I don't think it happens.
No, neither do I. But is there something ethically a little bit wrong? There'd be no way of proving that happens. But it does that then call into the integrity of the league a little bit in any way? I'm playing devil's advocate a bit here because I'm in
to me, the chances of that situation are so. Like if you were to compare it in terms of odds potentially to a bet, a bog standard bet, that would be the equivalent of Jack Grealish saying, "I'm going to put £500." On Ollie Watkins to score with his right foot inside the box in the 85th minute. From an odds perspective, I think it would be as unlikely as something as obscure as that. Because the chances of him,
but
that happening is so slim.
Footballers are not allowed to gamble. We know, we've been over this with Kieran Trippier and Daniel Sturridge and other people, right?
Yeah.
Footballers are not allowed to bet.
Yeah.
So, first question here, I think, is do we think footballers are playing FPL for money on the side?
Yeah.
And if so...
Yeah, I do think money's involved.
Okay, because I could see that. Even if it's like, oh, look, let's put 20 quid, let's have a bet over it or something, right? I don't know if that falls along the legislation of gambling in football and whether that would mean a ban. Do you then think that if that has happened, it should?
All right, let's take it another step further. Jack Grealish and Ross Barkley having a few jokes in training, and Jack Grealish says to Ross Barkley, "I bet you 50 grand that I'll get more assists than you than this season."
No ban.
That's a bet, though, between two players. That's going to affect the game.
No, I know what you're saying. And there is a case to say that Ross Barkley keeps putting Jack Grealish through and Jack Grealish keeps missing.
Yeah. Yeah, or something along those lines, you know?
I think what we have to remember is the vast sums that these people are on, in the majority of cases, they're fiddling about with money that's not...
You hear about card games or...
bastards, like...
Yeah. You hear about poker, a bit of this, a bit of that, keep themselves occupied.
People, players who have lost all their money gambling, right? And we should be aware of that. But I think for the sake of playing fantasy football, do I believe that large sums of money are being put into perhaps pools over mini leagues? I find that quite unlikely. I think the risk to a player of doing that and it coming out is way too big.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I was going to say,
have you seen Save the Last Dance or whatever with Michael Jordan on Netflix, the documentary? I don't know if you're particularly into basketball. The Last Dance.
I was going to say, you got me thinking about Julius Stein, mate.
No. The Last Dance, isn't it? That's what it's called. Have you seen that with Michael Jordan? So, I mean, 100% watch it. 100% watch it. It just talks about the Bulls and the dynasty and Michael Jordan and what have you. But there was a period in his career where they tried to... If they build everyone up and they'll always try and bring you back down. And the thing they got him on was gambling, because he'd play golf with his mates or whatever and they'd play $1,000 a hole. Or they'd be on the bus on the way to a game. They'd play cards. They'd be playing for thousands of dollars. And everyone would be like, oh, you've got a gambling problem. His point is it was affordable. Because I enjoyed gambling. I enjoyed competitiveness. But it was all under control and I could afford it. And I wasn't in any particular debt. And these guys are on a lot of money. $100,000 mini league for them between 20 people in a squad or whatever is the equivalent of a maybe 500 quid pot for us or something. It's small fry. So, yeah, I think the leap from players making decisions on the pitch and performances dropping off because of this stuff is too far for me.
I don't think it's ever been hidden that players play fantasy football. We've obviously seen more recently people like Patrick Bamford talk it up a bit. We mentioned obviously Michael Richards has taken the piss out of Jamie Redknapp and others in the studio while doing games. Asmir Begovic, who I obviously did the podcast with, plays multiple different fantasy sports games. And we even had a little chat about in terms of, like, you know, picking himself or the fact that he wouldn't have, he said to me he wouldn't have strikers from someone who was playing against him. Mm-hmm. So if he was about to play against Harry Kane, he would sell him.
Yep.
That was like a little rule that he worked by, which I don't know if he said that out loud because that's kind of the best thing to say, so it doesn't call into question the ethics of what he's doing as a professionally paid goalkeeper. I think what Villa have apparently said is unconfirmed whether they've completely banned their players from playing it, or the other suggestion is that they've said, okay, fine, play, but you can't have any Aston Villa players playing in the team. Imagine being a Manchester City player.
Yeah.
Well, I can't pick any City players. I might as well not fucking play.
Well, I think Manchester City players should be allowed to play, because if Pep reveals the team on a Thursday to the Man City players and we could see their transfers in advance, at least it would end this Pep roulette nonsense, wouldn't it? How did you know which City asset was going to play? Followed him on fantasy football.
So, I mean, the story's gone far enough that it did even lead to Pep Guardiola himself saying, I heard what happened with Aston Villa. I know players play games, but I don't know what this is. You're lying bastard. I heard it for the first time when I listened yesterday to the headlines about this situation, but I don't know what it is about. So in other words, what Guardiola is saying is, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And why should he? Why should he give a shit when his players are going for quadruples and stuff? Villa's anger stemmed from, and this is where this is silly, stemmed from this bot account and then people realising that a lot of people had sold Jack Grealish. So I think like the physio, the kit man, a couple of the players, I think Target, Hourihan were named, Hourihan's obviously on loan at Swansea, were named as having sold Jack Grealish in their FPL teams. And that obviously goes on social media. 7 minutes past seven, it went on social media Friday night, so 37 minutes after the FPL deadline. And Villa seemed to believe that from that, it stemmed that Leicester would have had wind that Jack Grealish wasn't going to play.
And I think they would have.
But I don't know about you, Suj. I knew on Wednesday that Jack Grealish was a strong doubt. We all knew that on Wednesday, long before anybody was making FPL transfers.
I was talking
about it on my deadline stream on Friday. There are large rumours that Jack Grealish is going to be injured for Aston Villa. It was a large part of my stream on Friday, long before the FPL deadline. So to say that it's come from FPL transfers itself, that's incorrect, because the leak was already there. Now, where that leak's come from, I don't know. But the leak was there long before anybody was making FPL transfers.
I know, as hard as it is, I know clubs will think physios will keep things under wraps and what have you. It will get out eventually. Someone sees someone at a doctor's appointment or a medical note or someone down the line, things do get leaked out. I just think it too much is being made of it. The importance of FPL compared to gambling, for example, is so small. Like, crack on, let the players play.
I am in agreement. I don't think it particularly matters. I think it's just a little side game. I think if money's involved, I think then there needs to be a question asked. If there's no money being transferred, it's just a game for a little bit of enjoyment. I'm sure the Premier League players largely just treat it as a bit of banter between their mates.
Yeah.
That's how I would see it.
Absolutely.
In terms of team leagues.
Yeah, team leagues, I'm not bothered. I was going to say, absolutely, in terms of, I have to say to Jack, to Gemma, to Sam and to Mig, apologies in advance of this statement, but no one gives a shit about Burnley West Brom at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and people hardly care about Brighton Palace on a Monday night. But because of fantasy football, we do care about these games all of a sudden. I do have a deeper understanding of other teams in the league, and I'm more engaged with games that I wouldn't genuinely give a shit about, or clubs as well. So I picked those out because they are not the most glamorous, attractive, sexy ties of the weekend, yet people are watching them and getting engaged with them because of fantasy football. And I think that's a good thing. I think that that's got to be seen as a positive.
We had a couple of months ago, particularly sort of December period, these regular leaks of the Liverpool team.
Yep.
And even a few of the patrons seemed to be getting good indications of what was happening with the Liverpool team. Then it all stopped. And it stopped because all the people that they thought were potentially leaking the team, they gave them all a different team to leak.
And then they
found the fucking mole, because obviously they judged by whichever team was tweeted out by the mole. That's how they found out who it was. That's the story, allegedly anyway. But those leaks of Liverpool, it stopped completely since then. So I think the over-the-top hyperbole about, oh, people know from FPL teams what team, it's rubbish. Everybody knew that Grealish was an injury doubt. The other thing to question into that, in any case, is why is it we all knew, but Dean Smith did his press conference and didn't say nothing? Never mentioned Jack Grealish. Why is that?
Yeah, it comes back down to a little bit of honesty from right? managers, right? Nuno, we have a few problems. You know, I have a few issues. It's like, oh, give us information then at the end of the day.
Nuno's got plenty of issues, and his biggest one is Raul Jimenez isn't fit. That's every week with him. So, you know, if Villa are angry, fine, but then you withheld information in the first instance. Now, if he's done a press conference and nobody's asked him what the injury status is, then fine. He doesn't have, he's not lied, is he? Never got asked. If someone asked him, what's the status of Matty Cash, which he answered and said, look, we're going to be without him for a few weeks, and nobody followed up that question, which is a possibility,
yeah,
because Aston Villa pick nearly the same team every week, that nobody said, is there any new injuries or anything? It's not necessarily that Dean Smith lied. It's possible that he was never fucking asked, and in which case he's gone, great, I'm not going to mention this. It's a possibility. But you would think whether Jack Grealish is fit or not is the biggest news of any week for an Aston Villa fan.
Yep.
And Leicester knew. I don't buy into on the commentary of the game. Oh, Leicester picked Ricardo Pereira to play on the right of midfield because they were going to do what West Ham did with Soufal and Fredericks to Jack Grealish. No. Leicester would have known, even at worst case, Leicester would have known when the Aston Villa team turned up.
Someone's
going to be standing in the corridor going, Grealish ain't here, you know.
Yep.
All right, so, and then you've got time to change your team then if you want to.
Yep.
Someone is going to know that information, absolutely certain. It beggars belief that people think that football clubs are that out of touch to not see what's happening on social media.
Yeah.
I'm sure clubs these days, and I know Tottenham do this, Tottenham pay people to keep an eye on social media reactions. That's it, literally. To just keep them in the know of like what the mood is amongst fans and whatever. There's no way that Leicester didn't know that Jack Grealish was injured long before Sunday come round. I'm absolutely certain of it.
Yeah, me too. It just seems like too big a story at the end of it. And for Dean Smith, who is on a bad run, a mediocre run, it feels like a nice, easy distraction from Aston Villa's form and how they're playing and all the rest of it right now.
There is that, yeah, because they've dropped off quite a little bit. And now do we really want to buy their assets? That's a different podcast and a different conversation.
From a media point of view, it's just a complete distraction, isn't it?
One of the things I did want to bring up, and you don't know this is coming, was a really good suggestion that I saw. Well, okay, you can debate whether it's a good suggestion, but a really good point was made by Anthony FPL Stag from Who Got the Assist.
Yep.
On Twitter the other day. And obviously this time last year, it was kind of all the rage about early team news and whatnots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it became kind of well known that certain teams were getting leaked. Media knew this as well, that teams were getting leaked 15, 20 minutes before FPL deadline. That deadline obviously then got moved. So now this is in the mainstream as well. And Anthony makes a really good point. He says, I suspect next season we will see locked accounts a la Twitter and Instagram. For example, only being able to see someone's team if you're in a mini league with them or once the game week has ended, i.e. a way to privatise what you're doing.
So Sky already allows you to do that.
So Sky, for those who don't play Sky, basically you can either lock your team or make it available to view. Now, the majority of people towards the top of that league will hide their team. in FPL, I think there's a serious consideration this might be what's next.
I think you'd be all right.
The idea of hiding your team.
Yeah. The number of people that I see saying, oh, yeah, I'm 10 points behind in my mini league, and the top two guys have got this player and that player and this player and that player and that player. I know there's apps and websites out there that will do the heavy lifting and research for you and what your other mini league rivals have. But I've never given a monkey's about that. I've probably never been near the top enough to want to win. But also, I just don't have the patience. There's only one mini league that I care about. And the only reason I check the other boys' teams in that, there's only two other people in the mini league. There's three of us. So clicking on two people, I can handle that. Like 5, 10, 15 people to click through and figure out who's got what. I couldn't care less. But if you do have a mini league, and there are big mini leagues with big money involved, as much as the Premier League, so it would kind of go against the Premier League's you must not have any cash leagues kind of thing. So, but they know it goes on under the ground, right? I think that's a good idea. I think if people want to lock their teams, let them lock their teams.
I record, on average, 8 podcasts with you personally every week. And nearly every podcast for the last 2 weeks, I've said, so what's your bench boost plan? Forgetting that you've already used in game week 19.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, I'm like you on that. Do I look at other people's teams and whatnot? No interest. Perhaps, I don't know, if I was in a mini league like the one you're saying there, I would take a little bit more notice.
They're good friends that we have good banter with. That's why I care.
I'm in one quite small mini league with a few mates, which I always win. And basically, if I don't win it, my life is not worth living doing this podcast. But I literally, every now and again, I just check to see who's on what points and stuff. And if I do happen to glance at their teams, I tend to think, I'm fucking catching you if I'm behind anyway, mate. You ain't got a clue what's coming with that double in a couple of weeks or anything like that. Yeah. But I think, that's certainly a way where, obviously, if Premier League players were to continue, they can obviously then keep that in-house. I presume. Why would someone then leak that information into the media? Would it be able to be leaked? Or of course, there's the idea of not just keeping it closed towards a certain mini league, but just permanently closed. Literally, no one can see your team at any point.
Yep,
is another suggestion. And I think that's a conversation that will happen in the next couple of months. I would have no issue with it personally. I think in this particular format, I would leave mine open and available to view. Personally, there would be no reason. It's not like Sky. There would be no reason to hide what my team is doing at 395,000 in the world or whatever.
Correct.
It is.
Agreed. Yeah, 100%. I, from a technical point of view, in terms of IT, this would be very simple for them to implement. Just chucking it out there. Yeah. 100%. But I know. I understand coding well enough to know that. Because the team is open because the URL with the team ID is open. So you have a team ID and you have a username and password. And all they have to do is lock that URL profile equals /... da, 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 to that email address, username and password. If you're logged in, you can see it. If you're not logged in with that username and password, page is not available. Simple. It would take them no time at all.
But on that basis, if it's locked and no one else can see it, you couldn't use things like Live FPL Net, presumably.
Yeah, you couldn't. All of those and tools would disappear from you.
Yeah, that's a big point, isn't it?
It's true.
I wouldn't to say kill Live FPL Net and things like that would be a little bit
but
harsh.
Yeah, but it would be impossible to then
correct
do that.
Yeah.
And the way the game works is they have an open API, which means that you can access any bit of data in the game at any time. There's a live feed. You can access it at any given time. That would be completely thrown out the window as well. So, a lot of the ancillary tools around would become a bit more redundant, which would be interesting. And then the stats that you would see on the likes of HubScout, Fix, whatever you use, would then not include team-related data. Or they would caveat it with from available teams, and it would become much less valuable.
Sky still shows ownership stats, even though we can't see.
Yeah, so we might see some...
So you would still get that sort of thing, I think.
You'd still get all the player data. And the FPL shows ownership stats, just not in the top 10,000 or 1,000.
Yeah. So then every week, maybe you wouldn't even get like your captaincy stats and things like that.
Mm.
That's what I'm happy to talk about. There's a bigger story to this, possibly.
No,
the Premier League players getting banned from FPL. No?
There's a business opportunity here. Let's end this podcast now because you only got to talk.
What's the business opportunity? I haven't decided yet.
No. If there was a website called LockedFPL.com, and if you wanted to have a cash mini league, you ran it through LockedFPL.com, and you set your team up and transfers and price rises exactly the same as FPL, you can mirror their site if you have the API. You can mirror their site, but you can just add in that one bit of functionality. So if you and me decided Planet FPL, we're going to run a cash mini league, same rules as FPL, same price rises, same price increases, drops, whatever, whatever, same point scoring mechanism. Whatever you see in FPL, you will get here. The difference being you can lock your team in this.
And how much are we taking from the cut on this?
We take 100% between us.
No, if we if we have 100 people join a league and they all put in £10 each.
No. It's a free-to-use system.
How are we making money?
User data will then sell their data to Pornhub. We know that all FPL managers have a Pornhub subscription as well as a Planet FPL page. I'm not joking. Someone somewhere could, in theory, do that. Let's see if we can make it happen by next season.
All right, sort out the domain. I'll go and upload the podcast.
Man child! It's a really interesting idea and genuinely wouldn't be difficult to do.
Interesting.
Serious cash leagues would consider it. People in serious cash leagues, I think, would consider it.
Ain't probably right. You only have to see every August or whatever, come and join the cash league. And it's all going on. We all know it's all going on.
Interesting.
To be honest, to close on the actual answer to the original question, I don't give a shit if they play or not. And I don't think integrity wise or anything like that, there's an issue. I don't think there's a case to answer to.
No. There we go. There's a little interesting chat on a Wednesday afternoon for you. And I hope you enjoyed it, patrons. Thank you so much for your support. What have they got tomorrow, James? Remind me.
Quiz, yo. Quiz, failing champions.
Failing champions. People who won the league and then done rubbish the year after.
Let's say won trophies and fucked up.
Okay. Look forward to it then. Sounds good. Stay safe, patrons. Ciao for now.
How do I end this? I just a fucking
end meeting.
Lost my mind. End meeting.
Stop recording.
Cue music, please, man child. What's wrong with me?
The Fantasy Football Show.